We're here on KSOM, and we're wrapping up the high school baseball season, talking with Eric Borkowski, head coach for Audubon Wheelers Baseball. And, Coach, it was a rocky season, maybe more or less specifically a roller coaster type of season. You finish up 6-16. How are you feeling overall about the season?
Like you said, it was a roller coaster type season. At the beginning of the year, get that win right under our belt, I felt pretty happy and confident about that. And then we go on a losing streak for a while, and there were some games that weren't even close, and they were just not good games that we played at all. And so I didn't know really what to expect. And then all of a sudden we roll off four or five in a row and pull off another one late in the season. And so, I mean, after the midway part of the season, I thought it was a decent season. But overall, I thought it was okay. There was lots of improvement by lots of kids, which is great to see. So that was one thing that I enjoyed about the season.
Well, yeah, there was a little bit of improvement, a 4-win improvement in the record. So you accomplished a little bit more this year. You do have a lot of seniors like Gabe Jensen and Aaron Olson and Adam Obrecht and Colton Hansen, Mason Steckler, and Jack Stanerson. What can you say about your graduating players?
All six of them are going to be hard to replace. Aaron didn't get quite the season he was expecting or wanted just because of his hamstring injury from track. But we worked as best as we could together, trying to get him in as much as we could. And if we could have got him in a few more times without the hamstring bothering him, we probably would have. But we were just very limited on his ability. But he did a great job when he was called upon. In the circle, we played second base one time, and he did a great job. Gabe Jensen did an excellent job behind the plate. I mean, it's a kid that we didn't know what to expect from him because last year he had a few struggles. But overall, I thought he did a very, very good job. Mason Steckler did a great job in the outfield, out in left field. There were some games that he made some outstanding plays. I mean, in the outfield's tough, especially late at night or right between the – dusk and darkness. He read some balls and did a great job. Adam Obrecht did a great job on the mound, outfield, and pitching this year. Last year he struggled quite a bit at the plate, but whatever he did in the offseason and throughout the season, he improved a ton, and that's great to see. Jack Stanerson at second base, had to move him over to shortstop because Aiden Kiergaard got injured about quarter of the way through the season. Jack at short did a great job. Second base, he did a great job. So, I mean, him in the middle infield did an outstanding job. Hitting-wise, I thought he did a pretty decent job. He improved a lot. So, Colton Hansen at first base did a great job over there. He had some tough plays throughout the season, coming from anywhere and not everywhere. So all six of them did an outstanding job throughout the season. They're going to be six guys. It's going to be tough to replace them.
Yeah. Well, of those six guys, five of them pretty much did some pitching for you. Obrecht started eight games, led you in that particular category. Aaron Olson, before he got hurt, had four starts on the air. What did you think about the pitching overall this season and how you look at that in the offseason?
The pitching throughout the season was like the regular season was a roller coaster. At the beginning of the year, we were okay, and then we hit that slump where pitching wasn't good, fielding wasn't good, hitting wasn't good. And then after that midway part of the season, pitching turned out to be really good. Fielding got better, hitting still was up and down, but there was lots of good things after the midway part of the season that everybody did a great job. Seniors, freshmen, everybody, all throughout the whole roster.
And so what do you see about when you look at the pitching staff for next season and who you – can build the staff around? Do you have some young up-and-coming arms? Do you turn to some of the juniors that will be seniors next year? How do you look at it?
Well, I think the main starters that we had were Brody Schultes and Carson Wessel. I think they could jump into being pretty decent starters next year. And then I had a couple other guys that are freshmen, Aiden Kiergaard, Hudson Hooker, Jorgen Nowatzki. Those guys threw some varsity innings and they looked pretty good. And I mean, there's other guys that may not have got their opportunity, but next year their opportunity could come. I think at all levels, varsity through our JVR and JV, JVR, I think there was only one kid that did not step on the mound. Maybe two, just because I think one of our JVR kids was sick most of the season, so he didn't get to participate because of an illness. So, but it sounds like he's doing better, which is great to hear. But other than that, I think everybody else throughout the whole roster got on the mound at some point through some type of pitch. And so, I mean, so that's a good thing that we have so many arms that we could use pitching-wise. And that's what you got to have in Class 1A is you got to be able to have – if you have 30 kids on your roster, you better hope all 30 of them can step on the mound, because with the pitching limitations, it gets tough. And then especially with as many games as some of us play throughout the week. Some weeks you get four, some weeks you get eight. And that's just one thing that I hope the kids understand is keep working on the pitching, because you may be called upon at any time.
Yeah, no doubt. Pitching, the pitching count rules have dictated how coaches use their staff. What do you feel just about some of the freshmen that got playing time at times, just hitting-wise, overall play? You know, how much potential do you see? You don't have too many sophomores on the team, but you have a few freshmen there.
Yeah, the freshman class, I think there's quite a bit of potential between all of them. Like I said, Aiden Kiergaard, Jorgen Nowatzki, Hudson Hooker, Mason Kasserbauer, just named the four that just jump out off the top of my head. I know there's more that I'm missing, but those four have a lot of potential. And I think even some of the other ones that I didn't name have potential. And they just got to keep working at it. I mean, baseball's a long, grinding season. We're already to July, halfway through July, and we're ready for the state tournament. And to me, it feels like we just started 2 weeks ago. The season just went so fast. I mean, we were one of the lucky teams, I think, that didn't have a cancellation throughout the whole season. And that's just hard to see and hard to believe. As fast as the season went, as some of the storms that came through and the weather, it's been an actual pretty decent summer for everybody. And getting all the games in that we got, I mean, it's great to see. And just hoping everybody sticks it out and we can continue to build.
Yeah, and what's the priority in the offseason to try and build?
Definitely the pitching. Like I said, fielding-wise, I thought we got better as the season went on. You can always work on fielding. You can always work on hitting. But we definitely got to work on pitching. We need to have more guys that can step in there and do a great job at that. And like I said, we had lots of kids that had opportunities, and they did a great job.
Well, Coach, really appreciate your time here today and throughout the entire season. And certainly best of luck down the road. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Thanks, guys.
Eric Borkowski, head coach for Audubon Baseball, joining us here on KSOM.